You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent study was published by Masters of Public Health graduate at the University of Auckland, Leweta Mulipola, in the Australian and New Zealand Health Journal of Public Health. The study, using the Samoan concept of talanoa in its methodology, explored feelings of anger in the lens of New Zealand-born Samoan youth, partially motivated by the transition from Fa'a Samoa, the Samoan way of life, to westernized contemporary society here in New Zealand. I spoke to Leweta to talk about her study and how anger is expressed amongst Samoan youth here in Aotearoa. So to start off, can you briefly explain the study you recently conducted and what it was about?
Yes, so it was a part of a Masters of Public Health thesis research project that I completed at the University of Auckland. So my study was really to explore the understanding and the expression of anger with New Zealand-born Samoan youth. It was a qualitative exploration, and this really allowed me to really ask questions and explore with New Zealand-born Samoan young people on their definitions and the way that, in their cultural context, things that influence the way that they express and also communicate when they feel anger.
Can you tell us about what motivated you to begin the study? Because as I understand, it was started based on an observation you made during a previous study you were conducting.
Yes. So I was a research assistant. I think when I was an undergrad at the University of Auckland, I did a research project for my supervisor, which really looked at the social construct of depression for a Samoan worldview. So that was that project. And I had the job of transcribing and analyzing the talanoa, which is like the discussions that parents and caregivers of young Samoan people shared about how they viewed depression. And a lot of the time in those interviews, they did refer to the young people and their families feeling a sense of anger or frustration in the family unit, and also among their friends. They'd come home and they'd express some anger. But to the parents, I think from their perspective, they didn't fully understand what was influencing that anger. That sort of influenced my curiosity to explore that further. And in addition, I love to watch a lot of documentaries about New Zealand-born and raised Pacific or Samoan young people, and I could see this emotion explored really well in the music. If you across a lot of the music that young Samoan people make in New Zealand, even in the diaspora in Australia, America, and poetry. And they did, I could see that those mediums really exploring those emotions, but I didn't really see that in academia. Through journal articles, I struggled to find something in, like being a university student, I kind of struggled to find that visibility in academia and journal articles. So that's sort of what inspired me to explore it at that level.
So what are the factors causing young Samoans in Aotearoa to experience anger?
So based on the research that I did, there were a few things. A central part is it all goes back to identity. And the experience of being descendants or children of Samoan migrants. Obviously, that it's a very nuanced experience, but at the same time, I guess it comes with having to juggle between two worlds. So it's the world of the, in Samoan, we call it the Fa'a Samoa, the Samoan way of life, which is very traditional. It's based on expectations of the way you conduct yourself in alignment to a lot of the traditional structures of our village back in Samoa, and sometimes that kind of it's a struggle to balance that with coming outside of Samoa and settling into new communities in New Zealand where there's a lot more Western influences. There's different worlds that our young people are exposed to in Western society. So a lot of that anger is maybe it lies in the frustration and it's also the challenges of trying to be Samoan, but also realizing you're also in a very Westernized context in New Zealand and oftentimes not having the language to express that, even within your own family, because a lot of the times, for the young participants in our talanoa, a lot of them, their parents were from Samoa, so there's already a difference of reference from our parents, and there's a different reference from our young people growing up in a completely new society. So that's one part. The second part is also trying to navigate being a young brown person in educational settings and all of the different, I would say, narratives that a lot of Samoan young people internalize.
Can you tell us a bit about how the transition from Fa'a Samoa, the Samoan way of life, to westernized culture here in Aotearoa contributes to anger amongst Samoan youth?
Yeah, no, I think it's important to clarify that our culture is it's a very nuanced framework for that really does inform the way that we see the world. It's our internal compass. I think the struggle comes from sometimes a misunderstanding, I guess, between how young people are expected to uphold some of their traditional ways of being in contemporary society. Sometimes, like some of the participants shared, things that are very inherent in our parents in terms of gender roles and in terms of expectations of what a young Samoan woman must do or young Samoan man must do. Another part is the participants, they did really speak to the idea of anger being bottled up. That was something that even among their peers, they would have different slang that all was underpinned by this notion of anger being a frowned upon emotion, like you don't express it openly with their peers, and that sort of mirrored even in a Samoan setting where emotional expression was sort of shaped hierarchically, if that makes sense. So you're not too free and frank within a family setting. There's always respect, which is a good thing. It's part of the culture, but I think in some ways it kind of adds to young people not being able to fully express themselves in the way that they want in a family.
Can you tell us about the Talanoa method and how this was incorporated into your research?
Yeah, so the Talanoa is basically it's to have face-to-face discussions, and it's very, very informal, but not too structured. You just let whatever the participants drew upon, you just go from there. So a lot of them, you ask them about what does anger mean for them. A lot of them, they would sometimes reference to the role of being a daughter or the role of being a son. And then that's something that we would then further explore. So Talanoa is it's semi-structured. So you have certain things to talk about, but then you let the conversation be led by what the participants are talking about. And I think inherent to Talanoa is this respect of the participants, and that they are bringing, what they're sharing is a reflection of their lived experiences and also the lived experiences of their parents and their families and the communities that they come through.
So going off of the creative ways that young Samoans express their anger, can you tell us about how music is used as an outlet for young Samoans and Pasifika?
Yeah, so this is something that I think also ties back to the traditional form of expression for not only Samoans, but I think for the wider Pacific community. I think it's important to note that for Pacific people, we didn't have a written language until it was originally, knowledge was always passed orally. So we're inherently a very, our traditions of expression are very oral in nature. So I think music, in my understanding, music is a way to, it's a continuation of that traditional way of expression. I think we've always been encouraged to record the way we feel through history in music. You'll see it in, I can speak from a Samoan perspective, a lot of our historical events or things that made our communities very sad are recorded in music. You'll hear it in different village songs and different, even to this day in contemporary musical artists, they will capture poignant moments and through music. So I think music is such an, it's still yet to be explored, I guess, in academia, but it's such a, I see it as an medium and a channel where emotions can be easily expressed.
So finally, what tools and resources are needed to address anger and mental health issues amongst Samoan youth?
I think in terms of tools and resources, I think there's different ways. I think it's definitely under-researched, I think. I think there needs to be more research that focuses on emotion itself, such as anger. I think a lot of tools based on the reports and on the research as well is, I guess, the tools that are oriented towards our families. So conversation starters or things that help families to sort of facilitate conversations with their young people. I think those tools are definitely needed, and obviously tools that reflect our cultural, for example, our cultural principles, so making sure those tools are interwoven into those tools. I think food that can help with this expression of anger and addressing emotion. It needs to definitely reflect her family. It needs to reflect the families that our young people are in, and also their roles within the family, things that can help them to, sometimes it's to express their anger, their emotions to in their family, but also I think reflection, helping them to also reflect on their emotions and sort of tease it apart and understand it. Because I think that in itself, from what I saw in the Talanoa, a lot of the young people were very emotionally intelligent. I think they were very keen to understand their emotions as they were speaking about anger. So I think a lot of the tool, there's a lot of, I can see a need for a lot of conversation starters, workshops, things that can help to definitely unpack emotions of our young people and also within the context of their families. And hopefully over time we might have some things that can incorporate art, music, things that can also help as a channel, and which is valid, to express emotions for our young people. So there isn't a set way, there's different ways as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.